But today, if you've just joined us, in the Victorian Parliament, the interim report from the Royal Commission into the Black Saturday Victorian bushfires has been tabled. It was 6 months in the making. It contains 51 recommendations and more than 1,000 submissions were received for this report to be put together. And one of the key things that the report looks at is that whole idea of stay or should you go. The full title is Prepare, Stay and Defend, or Leave Early. Now, we've invited Sandy McFarlane to join us, Professor of Psychiatry at Adelaide University, because how do you know whether when you're confronted by an approaching bushfire, whether you actually have the kind of personality it takes to keep in control and to keep calm, or would you panic? Sandy McFarlane, thanks for joining our discussion today.
It's a pleasure, Annie.
And what is known about how people respond in the context of this type of emergency?
Well, I think the first thing is that we presume that people can understand the messages that they're given. I mean, for the listeners, I spoke to over 500 people after the Ash Wednesday bushfires and spoke to somebody associated, I think, with all the deaths, so that, you know, I actually have had a lot of close experience with the aftermath of these fires. And I think people basically just do not anticipate the reality of what actually occurs. And I think that's the first issue. You can make all the public messages that you want to. You can make all of these pronouncements, but they have to be done in a way that actually gets through to people. I mean, it's a bit like trying to tell 18-year-olds not to drive your car fast. I mean, that people just so often completely underestimate the risk or the nature of the experience. I think that's the first issue with this.
Okay, so how do you get through to people then?
I actually think it's actually potentially a very expensive process, because I think you probably need to have somebody who goes and visits every home in a high-risk area, somebody who's experienced in fire mitigation, and actually goes through it. Because I think people, you know, there are people who naturally avoid an appraisal of the risks, and they're the ones who are going to be at greatest risk. Because I think so often what occurs is that people think they're going to stay, and then when they actually see the reality of what's emerging, they panic and try and escape, and that's when they get killed in their cars. And I think that's really one of the critical behaviours that you'd be wanting to try and prevent.
But the reality is they may also lose their lives if they stay in their homes, as many, many, tragically, so many Victorians did.
Well, absolutely. But I think, you know, the one thing that you should first try and prevent is people making that last-minute panic decision. And I think the other issue is, I'm not a fire mitigation expert, but the weather patterns on Ash Wednesday were absolutely identical to those which occurred in this major fire. You know, the headlines on The Age on that Saturday before the disaster occurred was worst day in history. I mean, I know that because my nephew got married in Victoria. I was there, and he was able to use those lines in his wedding speech, which wasn't a bad line to be able to throw up. Mm. So people, in a sense, were told. And once those fires had started burning from the north, in the north-south direction, you knew the change was going to come through. But, people, in a sense, so often can't see what's in front of them. And that's why I think you really do need to have people who've got experience and have seen these things before who are directing these matters. And that's why you need, you know, people who know what the reality of these fires is like, actually talks to people.
Well, we heard Ewan Ferguson, who's chairing the task force and also head of the CFS, say today that he was talking about maybe bringing in an external body to help people do that risk assessment of whether they should, whether they can prepare and stay and defend, or whether they should leave early.
Well, I think that's right. I mean, I think having people who, you know, it's a bit like getting an insurance assessor. You know, somebody could very quickly come and have a look at the average house and say, look, do you have a chance? I mean, what Peter Davis was saying, I think, is absolutely true. I mean, in those Victorian forests, once a fire's going, those huge fires, you just don't have a chance. And you can very quickly say to people, get out of here. But, I mean, the problem is you'll have many hot days when those fires don't ignite, and you've got the whole problem of false alarms. I mean, how often do you get people to go? When do you get them to go? I mean, I think there's a whole...
Can we not learn there from California, though? I mean, they have evacuations, don't they?
Well, I think the question is, when do you, you put them in place? I mean, it's a bit like, when Cyclone Tracy destroyed Darwin. One of the reasons why so many people were killed, because that happened on Christmas Eve, and people didn't believe that, disasters happened on Christmas Day. And so you know, one of the issues is about having a decision-making cascade that doesn't get activated too often, because, I mean, you know, it's that old story, you know, of the little boy who cried wolf too often. Mm-hmm. If you do it too often, people stop caring about it. So I think there's a very, very difficult balance about how this information is provided. And I think that, you know, this is one of the critical elements. It's not ultimately what the decision the government comes to. It's how you actually get people to grasp, understand and use that information.
Well, Sandy McFarlane, thank you very much for coming onto the program today. You've been involved in this area of research for a long, long time. Thank you for sharing your expertise with
us. It's a pleasure.
Professor of Psychiatry at Adelaide University, Sandy McFarlane, my guest.